USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
San Antonio police are on the scene of an officer-involved shooting with multiple victims. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus explaining what happened.
He approached the vehicle, spoke very casually at the window for, I don't know, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then all of a sudden the gun was pulled and he ran backward and returned fire, and the result was two deceased in the vehicle and third person injured from the gunshot wound.
An investigation is underway following last night's mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility that left 8 people dead. Deputy Chief Craig McCart saying on Friday the suspect appeared to begin shooting in the parking lot before going into the building. McCart said it appears the suspect took his own life before officers entered the building. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax? I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Russia plans to kick out 10 U.S. diplomats in response to a measure against Moscow over alleged election interference, cyber attacks, and other damaging activity, raising the stakes in relations between the United States and Russia. The CDC says roughly 77 million Americans have been fully vaccinated in the United States against the coronavirus. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has a message for everyone who's been fully vaccinated.
So, you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then gee, you know, why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
Texas is moving forward with new gun legislation that would allow what's known as a constitutional carry. The bill would give anyone over the age of 21 who can legally own a firearm the ability to carry a handgun in public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, the Indianapolis Colts say they are devastated by the shooting that claimed 8 lives at a FedEx facility. The city's NFL team releasing a statement expressing their sympathies to those affected by the overnight shooting. A gunman opening fire before taking his own life. Jeremiah Miller is a FedEx employee who witnessed the entire tragedy.
I was outside of the building when this happened, and across from the building is the parking lot. And so hear 3 shots after that, and I assume someone has an engine problem. This is when I hear 6 shots fired rapidly, and then I hear 10 shots. This is when I stand up, and I'm sitting on a bench. And so when I stand up, I see a man, a hooded figure. I was unable to see his face in detail. However, the man did have an AR in his hand. And he started shouting, and then he started firing at random directions. But at first, it was at his right. And I thought he saw me, and so I immediately ducked for cover.
And finally, a Pearl Harbor survivor is celebrating his 100th birthday in a big way. Ken Potts is one of the few remaining survivors of the 1941 attack. Potts taking a ride in a Black Hawk helicopter, courtesy of the Utah National Guard. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.